Hello, neighbor.
You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Winier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 64th week of our look at the book of Genesis.
We're in chapter number 47
as we continue our study through God's precious Word.
Here's Pastor Walt Winier taking the Bible as it is
to people as they are.
Abraham died at 175, Isaac at 180, and he said, I'm not going to live as long as my father's. Because he said, the days of my pilgrimage are 130. They're few and they're evil. What do you mean by evil? My life's been hard. Sometimes, many of us, our life is hard. It's not a bed of roses. And you have difficulties with family. Boy, did Jacob have problems with them boys. We all through Genesis and what Reuben did and what Simeon did and Judah, oh, what those boys did to him. You're going to drive me to an early grave? I'm only going to live to be 147 years old. But you get the picture. He says, my days are few and evil. And I've not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers and the days of their pilgrimages that he's pulling together. I'm not going to live as long as my dad, my grandpa, and my great-grandpa, fathers, because they did live a lot longer than now our year span. If you're, what is it? The Bible says 70. What the Bible says, about 70 years. Some of us some of y'all are blessed to be way beyond that. We heard about Annie Ziegler this morning. 105, I think she is, 105. Boy, she's really going a long way, and God's blessed her. So Jacob's just telling him, listen, it's been a rough life, but yet God's been good to me. And then look at verse number 10. Again, Jacob blessed Pharaoh, and he went out from before Pharaoh. And this is probably, the Bible doesn't say any more about this, it's probably the last time Jacob saw Pharaoh. He went back to Goshen. He only lived 17 years, and we're going to get in the next chapter. Boy, I ain't even going to finish this one. We're in the next chapter. He's starting to get on. He sees his days are few, so he starts blessing the boys. That's the next chapter. Anyway, so the only time he saw Pharaoh. Verse number 11, and Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them a possession in the land of Egypt, on the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all of his father's household with bread according to their families. Very interesting that they not only did get the best of the land, it was Joseph who provided for his family all that they could need and all that they could want according to their families. What does that mean, preacher? Simply that if they had 3, 4, 5 kids in their family, they got a little bit more food than somebody, just a man and a wife. That's what it means, according to their family. If they had a large family, I have 7 kids. Well, if we were all together in one house, I'd get a bunch more than... No, James would get as many. You got 7 kids too, don't you, James? 6. You're fixing to have 7, ain't you? Oh, this number 6? So I got you. Well, let's move on. You got me confused now. Who's got just a couple kids in here? Wally and Sherry. All right, you have how many? Okay, I'd get more food than y'all would. Y'all would have to learn. That's what it means. You understand that according to their families, they'd get an allotment of food. Okay, time won't allow. I got 5 minutes, but quickly from verses 13 to 21, the famine continued. They ran out of money, so they entered into a bartering system, a process where Joseph would exchange the grain for the cattle, the horses, the animals, which was a good thing. The people could feed themselves, much less the livestock. I got to rush through this. They've run out of food. What we have? Well, we got our animals. Give me animals, and I'll give you the grain. They couldn't even feed their own animals, much less themselves. Are you following? They couldn't feed themselves. And we look at this, you have to be careful how you look at all this was good. He was saving people's lives. Don't think it was some kind of form of socialism or something that it wasn't, or communism. No, he was saving people's lives because of the famine. Then in verse number 18, the people came again. Our money now is gone. Our livestock is gone. All we have left is our land. And notice they are the ones who came to Joseph. Joseph didn't come to them. They came to Joseph and said, buy our land or we're going to die. And the land then became Pharaoh's, and the people were satisfied with this agreement. What good is my land doing out there? You can't eat dirt. So in return, what they agreed is a great thing, great deal for them. Verse number 22 and 20 through 26, it was a fair deal. They could stay on their land. The seed was given to them. They could grow. Everything's given to them. They could still live there. They could plant and harvest and keep 4/5 for themselves. And 1/5 went to Pharaoh, which is a 20% tax. Across the board, they gave 20%, and the people were thrilled with that. Because we kept everything. You know, it may not have been our name, but hey, listen, we're living here and we're eating, our family surviving. And they were happy with that 26%. Look in verse number 25. And they said, thou hast saved our lives. Let us find grace in thy sight, in the sight of my Lord, and we will be your servants. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they were grateful for that. Well, in verses number 27, 31, we'll close with this. This is Jacob's wish. Notice in verse number 27, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt. Notice how they go back and forth from Jacob to Israel. We've talked about that before. Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt and in the country of Goshen. And they had possessions therein and grew and multiplied exceedingly, I guess so. They're in the best land, and the cattle, God blessed them, and sheep, and the families multiplied. And in 400 years, they went from roughly 100 people, the total that came over, and all the other, you know, if you want to say 70 or whatever, but roughly 100, you include some girls and all that, but roughly 100 people. In 400 years, it grew to be over 2 million people. I guess so. They multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. Notice Jacob's now 147 years old. And he calls Joseph and made him swear not to bury him in Egypt. But he said, I want to be buried with my fathers in the promised land. In the parcel of land that Abraham had purchased at the cave of Machpelah. And Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. He was prepared now to meet his Lord. He was ready to go. Boy, that'd be a lesson for all of us, wouldn't it be? Are you ready to go? Well, he lived a long life. And the next thing he decided to do, he had to bless his sons, and we'll get to that next week. He blesses Joseph's 2 sons first. That'd be his grandkids. Joseph's 2 grandkids, or his grandkids through Joseph. And then he, in chapter number 49, he blesses those, his own boys. And then Jacob passes away. 147 years. God's been good to him. By the way, God's been good to us. He's been good to us. Our Father, we praise you. We thank you. Lord, sometimes our years, they seem to be few, and some, perhaps to some, it seems to be long. But our Father, you've been good to us. We thank you that you've brought us to this place this morning for this hour. Father, may we please you with our worship. Bless the singing, praying, the offering, the preaching, all be done to your glory. And again, we pray for the lost, that they'll come to Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us this Saturday, July 3rd, at 6 p.m. for a special concert, as Old Paths Quartet will be with us. That's this Saturday, July 3rd, at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.